How's it going? This is Ty, and this is also the Fiction and Copy Decoded podcast, and I'd like to welcome you, which of course I always do. Here we talk about fiction, copywriting, persuasion, marketing, and several other issues ever since I discovered that fiction writing and copywriting do borrow from each other in quite a few different ways. So without any further ado than we've already had, let's get to it. All right, this week's episode is number 269. Now, the fact of the matter is I don't have any previous episodes on the blog. I'm going to link this to. Well, there is one, but it's not specifically because we're not going in order. This is a follow-on from the blog post from yesterday, which is, by the time you see this, will be Tuesday, December 26th, Smelling the Blog Roses, where I talked about like how many posts are on the blog and what podcast episode it was at that point before, which would have been before this one. So that one before is episode 268. This one's 269. So anyway, where I talked about what I had done kind of as far as, you know, quote unquote, the numbers. But I also wanted to do a couple of other things, because this is the last podcast episode of 2023. So after this, it'll be 2024, of course, and we'll be launching into next year, which would be pretty cool. Anyway, I want to thank you. I know it sounds cliche, and I know a lot of other people do it, but it is important to do regardless, because I realize that you visited my proton-sized ding of the internet to hang out a little bit. And I appreciate that. Because like you're choosing to spend that time with me, and I appreciate that. I respect and value that as well. So if you can hear this or you read my content even for a little bit, you know, thank you. I really do appreciate that. And you're a big part of this, even though we may have never spoken or you may not know what each other looks like. That's fine. And I'm grateful for that, that you choose to spend time here. Anyway, so I was kind of inspired to do this a little bit by Steam, actually. As you may or may not know, I am a gamer. So they sent me a year in review, so I thought I would do a similar thing. Now, I don't quite have the data that Steam has that I had, where like, you played 19 new games, you unlocked 100 achievements, you blah, blah, blah. 49-day streaks and all that. Now I do, because that is the power of habit as such, because I don't really think about that stuff, which is why I think that both gratitude and showing up every day or as much as you're able to do is important, because that stacks up. But then you also have to look back on it, because you're going to get value out of it. I know that was kind of the same as before, and I didn't want it to be the same as before either. But the two are connected. And it's also important as well to have people in your life that you spend time with, that you hang out with as well. Whether that's in person or over Discord or social media or online or wherever. That's also very important because of, well, humanity's desire for community, basically. It's an age-old thing, and it's just that nowadays, in modern society, we come across communities and join communities in different ways and for different reasons than they had in the past. Like people in the 1850s didn't have Discord or like any social media. Social media wasn't really a thing. For them, social media was probably more like getting together and talking about the newspaper, you know, the print newspaper. And for them, that was basically it. So it's amazing how things have changed and how things grow. And that's part of recognizing this for me personally, recognizing that as well. It's been a lot. It seems like it doesn't really seem like a lot, but when I reflect on it, it really is. And you're a great part of that, so I do appreciate you. Okay. That's enough for the mushy stuff and all that. So if you can hear this or you do read my content, like I said, even a little bit, I'm grateful. Thank you. So I am still planning to be here, of course, into 2024 and hopefully beyond. I try not to think of how many years it's going to be, because that'll be years and years, and we'll get there. I mean, it just depends. Like, I don't imagine I'm going to be doing this when I'm 90, but who knows? I don't know what's going to happen in the next years and so on for me. But I mean, I just want to keep showing up. You keep showing up, keep doing stuff, keep adding things into the world a bit at a time, and just keep after it, keep improving. And yeah, I certainly didn't think I was going to get here at this point. So, I mean, I don't really also know what's going to happen next either. So I think it'll be pretty exciting. And I'm grateful that you'll be along for the ride as well. So, yeah. That'll be the end of this episode. I appreciate you guys hanging out. To learn more about the blog this podcast is connected to, you can visit it at fictionandcopydecoded.wordpress.com. You can learn about me there. You can also learn about me at my copywriting samples website, which is tymallcopywriting.yolasite.com. Yolasite is one word. It's YOLASITE.com. Well, you can support this podcast by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing to get the word out. You can also become a monthly contributor if you'd like. For 99 cents a month, you'll get my thanks at the end of each and every episode. Well, not individually, but collectively. For $4.99 a month, I'll give you part of the show notes for that week, for that episode, and the month that you're featured. Terms apply, of course. And for $9.99 a month, I'll do a 30-second to 1-minute ad for you to promote your business during the show. Again, terms apply. All right. I appreciate it once again that you took time to listen to me today, this week, this time. And we will catch you guys next time. Have a great rest of your day.